Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Chiri, and welcome to Starlight Show. Well, if you are into the stars, UFOs, the divine, the subconscious, or anything that is extraordinary, well, you've got your show. So, what I'm going to discuss before anything is the prediction that I made at Coast to Coast radio show last month. By the way, George Norrie last night called me, like he always does, at the last minute and asked me to say a few words to his show. I guess many of you out there are actually talking to him or emailing him, and it must be hard on that show. I wish I had time to listen to what he says, but I am extraordinarily busy, and I have absolutely no time to listen to George, but I'm sure he is backing me up. This prediction that I made for many of you, of course, who have visited my website, drchiri.com, I gave a keyword that was surprise and explosions. And it's all over the news. Right now, it's sad enough, came true again. My predictions about surprise and explosion took place in Jordan with okay, now there is some people that are calling me on this line, and I apologize. I'm asking every one of you not to call this number. Don't call my home number. And if it kept coming, then I would have to change phone. But for the time being, let's give it a shot. Okay, so these nasty predictions about explosion came from Jordan, where three hotels in the Jordanian capital took place on Wednesday night, killing 20 people. I'm sure there is more people that have been killed in the process and wounding many, many, many more. So, again, I did it. Now, don't believe or don't feel because I have a hit that I'm happy. Actually, I'm not. But many people in the process would think, you know, I'm a ghoul or I benefit from people suffering. That's not the case. As I said on many, many of my radio and TV shows, the reason why I actually emphasize negativity is because I have a point to prove. I have to prove to the millions of people that are listening to me since I start my career that I have something real to offer. And if I ever, and I know many, many of you already have dealt with me, do a reading for you, I will not spare you. I will tell you the negative months for the entire year. And the positive months, of course, will be also investigated. And sometime when I do a reading, people says to me, oh, Dr. Chiri, you told me that August and April are going to be good months for you. What's going to happen to me? And I always says, well, you know what? Anything from breaking your nail to winning the lottery and maybe taking a trip on a spaceship. In other words, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to you. But I know when the dragon's head will smile at you, or when the dragon's tail will be right there to hurt you. And my job is to make you aware. You know, as I always teach my students, life is made in two forces, the positive and the negative, up and down, black and white, the front, the back, the yin and yang. So if there is life in both sides, you do have a physical world. You got to have a spiritual world. The same applies with God. You cannot have a God without a devil. what I'm trying to say is everything as is polarity, and everything seems to be in dual energy. That's why you have two eyes, two arms, two legs, two feet, two sides of the brain. You're balancing on the yin and yang. You're balancing on those two forces. And I know the positive, and I know the negative. Now, I get millions of emails from many people. Some are fantastic, and thanks. I'm not an egocentric. I don't have any spiritual pride. I want to thank you, you know, from the bottom of my heart to support me and to remind me when I have a hit, okay? Even though that I appreciate it, and I will always take a few seconds to say thank you. I will never write long emails. I can't. I'm much too busy. My job, as mentioned earlier, is to guide you within your relationship with the divine. And that's what I do, and that's what I do best. Now, I talk about surprises also. And guess what? Luke. I don't know where Luke is coming from. By the way, if you're listening, Luke, I want to thank you for you to email me and sending me this link. Luke sent me an email, and he says, Dr. Churi, on the comments and questions where you can email me for my website. He goes, your prediction, is this in relationship to your shocking, explosive news? And he signed me from CNN on the date that I gave, which is the 8th, that the Italian satellite television would broadcast evidence that the United States has used chemical weapons on civilians. Exactly what we are fighting in Iraq against is now coming into this country. So on my website, of course, there is the link where you can go and click on it and read really what the story is all about. That is kind of a surprise, big surprise. But the best of the best of the surprise took place, again, on the window that I gave when the Israeli officials have discovered that maybe the oldest Christian church in the Holy Land. And guess what? This was found on the site of a maximum security prison. So I went there, and I read it all. And I was amazed from what I read. I was so amazed that I decided to write a newsletter that probably hundreds of thousands of you out there have read, where I refresh people's memory that for years I did not assume, I knew. For years I have preached that there is a direct relationship with the world of Pisces, the fishes, in Christianity. Common sense dictates, of course, that subconsciously the Christians and their doctrine, their religions, have picked up Pisces as a symbol. Exactly like Merrill Lynch Corporation, not knowing better, picked up the bull, knowing that a Taurus rules Switzerland, where all the banks are located, and Taurus rules money and the second house of money and solidity. When I read all that, I was just blown away. I had a surprise myself. I knew it, but it has been a shock still to me, that the most obvious finding that they have on that church is mosaic representing two fishes, one swimming upstream, one swimming downstream. So there is so much behind the world of Pisces and behind the planet who controls Pisces, which is Neptune, the lord of deception, the lord of drugs, chemical. Neptune rules also confinement, church, synagogue, asylum, hospital, indeed, jails and prison. And as I said on my newsletter, it's all about energy. How come this church is now the foundation of what has been on top of it for years, a prison. To me, it is so very obvious. My predictions of shocking and explosive news took place also when, again, a Death Wish generation kid opened fire on a principal and his two assistants in a high school in Jacksboro, killing one of them. My gosh, this is just incredible. It's a disaster. It's a disaster. Why do the children do this? You have those very educated mental snobs, psychologists and psychiatrists and mind worker. None of them can understand what's going on with the fragile psyches of those kids. I do. I do understand why they do that. And I guess I can cover so much, but because it is an important topic that touches the children, I'm going to elaborate a little bit more. In my book, The Power of the Dragon, I explain in great detail what the dragon is all about. And when I do a reading, very often, I come to that area in the chart where I explain to the best of my ability what the dragon's head or the dragon's tail is all about. And guess what? There is more power in your dragon alone than the entire complexity of your astrological chart. So very often, I said, it took me over 35 years to understand the secrets of the universal mind and the power of the dragon. Realize also that there is a hidden dragon, which is even more powerful. And I'm trying to explain to the people that have trust me with their spirits for me to do guidance and their horoscopes. I try to explain to these people how it is possible, remotely possible for me to make you understand what the dragon's head and tail is all about, knowing that it took me 35 or 40 years for myself to assimilate. And then I said also very often, I'm not asking you to write the book. I did the hard work. I crystallized myself. I disciplined myself for 2 or 3 years to bring you a 525-page book full of information on the power of the dragon. And guess what? Many of the people listen to this, and they won't get to the book. So it's either I read the book for you, which is not going to happen, or you discipline yourself, you do your homework, and you read the book and assimilate and understand your dragons. If you understand the head and the tail of the dragon, knowing that you are, like everyone is, stuck on your tail of the dragon, which represents the amount of all your past life, your weaknesses, your disease, wherever you are on your tail of the dragon, regardless of the amount of money, effort, and education, you will not succeed. And if you do, you're going to get killed. It's the laws. I don't write those laws. I translate you. I translate them for you, for your benefit. In time, if you understand and use your dragon's head, it's like an upside-down funnel of supreme success. All that you're going to touch will turn out to be gold. Now, in reference to those children, let's face the fact. They do not go anywhere to kill anybody. They choose the school. They choose the principal. They are teachers. Very often, they also kill students' friends. And what do they do at the end? They usually kill themselves. Now, subconsciously, it's all subconsciously driven. Subconsciously, those kids are starving for something that the educational system, the status quo, is not offering them. It is so very important to realize that this generation is born with a planet called Pluto in Greek mythology, the lord of Hades, the lord of hell, into the sign of Scorpio. Now, Pluto controls and rules Scorpio, making the power dignified. And this means that those kids, which I call in my book The Power of the Dragon, the Death Wish Generation, are wondering what's going on inside of their soul. Scorpio has a stinger. The past, jealousy, resentment, passion, suspicion. Scorpio or Pluto regulate death and drama. Scorpio or Pluto regulates the rebirthing process, the worm in the water transforming into a butterfly, the reincarnation principle taking place right in front of your eyes. That worm in the water transforming into the other element of air, into the beautiful butterfly flying straight into the sun. That is the power of Pluto. And those children don't have no way, no option, no possibility whatsoever to regenerate their blown away spirits because they have not had the option to learn about their relationship with the divine. They do not know about Pluto. They do not know about Scorpio. They just know about this desperate, panicking, deadly feeling coming from the center of their soul. And it has to get out. So what's the message when you look at it? The message is there. It's okay to teach children geography, arithmetic, history. Of course it's okay. But who is there to teach them who they are and what's going on outside of a traditionally educated psychologist's findings which blame the mother, the father, or the upbringing? There is so much more that's going on with those kids. So they choose the school as the center stage, simply screaming desperately that you need to put astropsychology in the curriculum. If not, I'm going to kill you, my teacher, my ignorant masters. I need to know who I am. I need to know what's my purpose. I need to know why I feel this way. Not having any possibility to do so, the center stage is set, and the drama unfolds over and over and over and over again. And here I am, every single day. Now, of course, Neptune plays a very important part in the emotional response to these kids. But who is there to teach them what the moon is all about? What Mercury is all about, what the law of the war, Mars, does in their chart. Who is there to teach them not to fall for the tail of the dragon? Who is them to apply the wheel and use metaphor or anything to help those kids to fight the deadly feelings of Pluto and Scorpio that is plaguing these generations of killers? Another wasted life. Well, instead of watching the continuous dysfunctional television or watching The Simpsons or football or movies, why don't you do your homework for a change? Don't let the government control the information and forces you in front of that box with entertainment or sports every day. Go to my website. On my homepage, scroll down, and then you will see a banner that says SOS to the world. You will see the world sinking into the oceans. Read it, understand the power of Neptune, and see what it does, not only to the children, but to you. There is a heaven, oh yes, and there is a hell, oh yes, guess what? You're not going to go to hell. You are on hell. And what is heaven? Heaven is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. So many of you out there are expecting me to fix you. Guess what? I will not fix you. I can't do it. You have to fix yourself. Now, relying on Allah, Buddha, Jesus to do the job, guess what? They've tried. Look at the damage. Look at the disaster. Those deities. Look up down to the world. Look at the legacy. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, people are dying for their religion. It is time for mankind to wake up. It is time for mankind to grow up and to realize there is more than religion. There is so much that I have to tell you, people. It is my opening show, the Starlight Show. We got a lot to talk to you. And I know you could be listening to me, literally hypnotized, your ear glued, or your eyes stuck on that computer, or listening. Do you have questions? Do you have questions? Hit me. Now, personal readings, this is all I do all day long. I will take care of personal reading when time is right. But if you have any questions, I'd like you to be objective. I'd like you to not to get the show just to get selfish answers for your own problems. I will give you the answer. The show is there to educate you. And like my website said, this show is not for entertainment only. Even though that the great people, the great person who manages to set it up is a link to your education. And I want to thank him and all of those who are allowing me to pass on my message to the world. But without these people, I would not be here educating you. So call the number. Go to the website. Look at the 800 number. And let's see if I can answer some of your questions. Now, you know we are under a Mercury retrograde energy, or what I call a supernova window. What is that? Well, Mercury is called in Greek mythology the messengers of the gods. It is a tiny little planet that evolves around the sun real fast. It is the god who has wings on his heels and brings the mail, put it this way, to the other gods in the celestial family. Mercury, three times a year, will turn what you call retrograde. It is actually going forward in its eternal motion around the sun. But because of the ecliptic angle of the earth, the planet appears to be going backwards. Now, Mercury rules communication, transportation, satellite, every moving part. And on the first day of that Mercury retrograde, I got an email. Somebody sent to me, Dr. Cherie, I read your supernova window, and guess what? A bunch of whales. New Zealand.
Dr. Turi, we have a Loretta from Louisiana. Should I put her on?
Give me just a second.
You got it.
She's a Mercury retrograde, and
okay.
I'm happy to take care of her.
Okay.
Now, this person read the supernova window, and this person read that the whales would go and beach themselves. But why? Why? Why do they do that? Well, like pigeons, whales have an inborn computer, an inborn navigational system, like a GPS. that's coming from not a satellite like we do, but Mercury, which is a planet, okay? Because Mercury is retrograde, the signal hitting the brain, so to speak, of that whale, tell him that the open ocean is north when actually it's south. And this is why people are trying so hard to redirect the whales towards the open oceans, and the whales keep coming back. Now, the little brain of a pigeon is better than the one of a human? Not in so many ways, but when it comes to their navigational system, oh, there is no way we can match them up. You'd be sure of that. So Mercury retrograde affects many, many areas of the human experience. All right, I'm going to take this caller. What is her name again? Loretta?
Her name is Loretta. I'll put her through now.
Thank you. Hello, Loretta?
Yes, Dr. Turi.
All right, what's your question?
Yes, I've been following you for quite a while.
Thank you.
Talking about the children needing to know who they are and their purpose.
Uh-huh.
How do we show these?
Well, sweetheart,
the way.
I could tell you one thing. My mission is to educate a lot of people and to have a lot of students. And for some reason, I can feel that you are a very old soul yourself. And once I educate a lot of my top students, I want to be able to find enough financial support to open my astropsychology schools. And right there, my top students will be with me, of course, teaching the teachers so that the teachers are now understanding what's going on within the psyche of their classroom. You have children that are set naturally to be fantastic artists and to have a great imagination, such as myself. Then you have other children that are gifted with mathematics and have a very logical mind. This comes from the location of their natal Mercury into a water sign such as Pisces, Scorpio, Cancer, or if they are more logical and rational, which scientists call the left and right brain, it's because their Mercury is into a earth logical, rational, structural sign, earth sign such as Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo. Now, the teachers will know that they have a lot of kids around them, and each one of these kids has a very different way to assimilate informations. Do I make sense?
Yes, uh-huh.
All right. Well, do you have any other questions for me, sweetheart?
No, that's all. Thank you very much.
You have a good night. Bye-bye, love. Now, don't be afraid to call. If you have any question, I want to thank her because that question was very smart, simple, but smart. Let's go back to Mercury retrograde. Last Mercury retrograde, I was on my way to Los Angeles, and my transmission went down. I said, okay, well, I knew that Mercury retrograde affects transportation. I was hoping it would be a flat tire, but it was my transmission. Now, before that, I was on my way to the post office, and this old lady did not see me, and she ran right into me. And before that, I've lost my hard drive, my printer, and my recording machine, when I do my taping, just burn off. Now, I want you to keep your eyes around you, as Mercury in retrograde will do everything that it can to stop any form of communication and transportation will be affected negatively. And this is why.
Dr. Turi, we have a Lala from Nashville. Would you like me to put her on?
Yes, let's have Lola, yes.
Lola, one moment, I'll put her through.
No problem, thank you.
Yes, Mr. Turi.
Hi, Lola. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm wonderful.
Thank you.
I have a question for you.
Please.
Your astrology is excellent, I may say. And
yes.
I'm wondering if you know about your past lives, and a point-blank question is, are you Nostradamus reincarnated?
All right, first of all, I don't practice astrology per se. I practice Nostradamus astrology, which is divine astrology that casts aside all the mathematical jargon to scare people. Remember, Nostradamus didn't have a watch or a computer 500 years ago, so he didn't want to lose the entire picture of looking at a tree. So I renamed it astropsychology because it is a science. Now, as far as myself, am I the reincarnation of Nostradamus? Well, guess what? I can tell you one thing. The true connection that I have with the prophet is that I was born under the same stars in the south of France. The other connection is the many years that I spent studying and reviving his methodology from the 16th century. As far as me being the prophet, Nostradamus, I don't think so. Now, a lot of people have called me the modern-day Nostradamus because
absolutely.
The accuracy of my predictions, the values of my readings, and I do not feel that I am Nostradamus. I have been him. Like, if you want to believe it, you know, be my guest, honey. But I'm an humble person. I don't have spiritual pride. I know I have a gift, and I thank from the bottom of my heart all my supporters, and especially Nostradamus. But to answer your question, I am not Nostradamus.
Well, you certainly are following in the footsteps of Nostradamus. He put out a newsletter as well, and I certainly enjoy your newsletter.
Thank you very much for your support, honey. And who knows, you know what, I never pretend to know everything. Maybe you do. What month were you born, by the way, honey?
I'm sorry?
What month were you born?
May 15th, 1945.
May 15th, 1945, so you were under the jurisdictions of Taurus. Taurus the bull.
Yes.
You know what, do you think about your family a lot?
I suppose. I do have Scorpio rising and moon in Cancer, so...
But you like food,
my
yeah?
Son is not prominent.
But you like food?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Your moon in Cancer is the your emotional response to life, which is basically security and food and the family matter or the real estate.
Yes.
Do you know Jerry Springer?
I've heard of the name.
He's a Taurus. Now, if
okay.
you count 10 from May, you know where you're going to end up? You're going to end up in February. And that is your 10th house of career. Aquarius rules television. Aquarius rules also astrology.
Uh-huh.
And those born in May have a natural gift in dealing with people at large.
Yeah.
Do you do any writing?
A little.
I can tell you what. Do you want to know who you were in your past life?
Yes.
You were a doctor in England. Do you know what you were doing?
No.
You were a midwife. And do you have any knees problem?
No.
What's your question? No arthritis problem anywhere in your body?
Hands only, yes.
Okay. All right, the cold and water, the cold and wet's not good for you, okay? Because you also died of la goutte, which is a joint problem.
Yes.
That's a long time ago, honey. Now, I'm looking at some energy around you. Don't eat when you're upset, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I see some a little bit of difficulties on your stomach a little bit. Nothing to worry, okay?
Okay.
I wanted to give you this little idea here. And you are a natural protector, feeding, healing, helping people. You are a very old soul. Very, very old soul.
Thank you. Yes.
All right, sweetheart. The last thing I want to tell you, you were a doctor witch. Okay?
I'm sorry?
You were a doctor witch. You know what that means? That means you use plants, herbs, the Kabbalah, incantation, the stars,
yes,
to help those ladies to have babies.
I have those memories, yes.
Yep, that's very deep. You are a very, very old soul, honey. I want to thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Lord.
Bye-bye.
All right, let me go back to that Mercury retrograde situation here. If you read the supernova window, it mentions that prisoners usually escape because communication and security are not tight anymore, like it used to be. Okay? And this is why, of course, a couple of crooks escaped the jail not long ago. I think two or three days ago, they cut the crooks. So
we have another caller named Barry from Tucson. Would you like me to put him through?
Please.
You got it.
Thank you. Dr. Curry?
Yes, my friend. What's your name again?
This is Barry.
Barry.
I hail from Tucson currently.
All right. You're my neighbor. I'm supposed to do a TV show there very soon.
Yeah, on the public access.
Yes.
That'll be great. I'm looking forward to it. What's your take on Mars station retrograde December 9th, opposite the Scorpion Jupiter?
But again, see, Mars is in retrograde motion. Mercury rules communication and transportation, okay?
Yes.
So it affects everything that is communication and transportation. Mars regulates your desire principle, your drive principle. Mars is called in Greek mythology the Lord of War. It is the red planet, the color of the blood. And
right. Do you attribute
motion,
any violence with the Mars retrograde right now? And do you think
Mars,
Jupiter will exaggerate that?
Well, it certainly would. It certainly would. But as I said, in any retrograde planet, Mars affects negatively the area of your chart. So let me look at it right now. Mars is in Taurus right now. You know that, yes?
Yes.
And it is retrograde.
Yep.
So all the affairs involving Taurus are going to be affected negatively. Now, Taurus is the symbol chosen by Merrill Lynch Corporation, which is the banking industry, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Taurus rules also Switzerland, where all the banks are located. You know that, yes?
No, I didn't know that. Very good.
You do. Now, because Mars is retrograde, Mars is war, it brought about the experience with all those CEO and FCOs that have abused from the oil company, the taxpayer. Do I make sense?
Excellent, yes.
So this is why those people are fighting. They are being forced to go to court and to explain themselves about manipulating the poor people. When we are under stress, you don't want to raise your price. So now Mars is going after them and force them to pay the price. Do I make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Mars is in Taurus, you have to be careful. On the medical aspect of my work, Mars regulates your neck. And sad enough, Mr. Superman, God bless his soul, John Reeve, did not know about Mars in Taurus, okay?
Huh.
And he broke his neck.
Huh.
So you have to be very aware where Mars is located in your chart because it depicts where danger can enter your life.
About a Aquarian Mars.
A Mars in Aquarius?
Yeah.
Well,
you've
got to be careful here not to get electrocuted or to get into a lightning storm or maybe to take a trip in a flying saucer that crashes or something like that. Do that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Just be careful with Mars wherever it is, in any signs, and especially in the house that it is located. And again, remember, I do not practice astrology per se. I use a very different housing system. But being already into the stars, you would definitely benefit from astro psychology. And remind me who you are. I'll give you a break on my course, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Real pleasure. Thank you.
Have a good night. Well, when it comes to astrology, there is so much to cover. It never ends, really. And each time I'm going to be referring to a planet or to a sign, slowly but surely, you're going to raise your own cosmic consciousness, and you're going to understand how the stars interact through the divine order. And again, remember, God never came down and wrote no books, but he made the stars, okay? And those stars are more than dead rock hanging above our heads for the sake of beauty. God gave those stars for interpretations. That's why the Bible says, ask and you shall receive, so that you may lead a more productive and safer life. Common sense dictates. And don't fall for, oh my gosh, it's against my religion. I cannot deal with the stars. Guess what? If you go to my website in the homepage and scroll down a little bit, you can click on an area that will tell you and show you a picture of the Pope being taught astrology by the Vatican Council.
We have another person online named Les from Scottsdale. Would you like me to put him through?
Please.
You
just,
got it?
Just put them through as they come along.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you, yes. Thank you for your help again. Hello?
Okay.
And your name?
Hi, Dr. Turi.
Yes, my friend. What's your name again?
My name is Les.
Les. What's your question, Les?
My question, as you explained so wisely before, we experience and we see things either positive or negative. We experience the effects of astrology and planets,
right,
either positively or negatively.
Yes.
And our mind functions and operates the same way as we react to those influences.
Right.
Yet the essence of our being, our souls, are neither positive or negative. It's neutral, or I don't know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, how does one tap into our inner self or our soul that is neither positive or negative?
Mm-hmm.
So our soul does not react, or at least we use that knowledge to take advantage of, or not take advantage, learn,
uh-huh,
and use the good influences and counteract and overcome and not be affected by the negative influence.
There you go. Well, first of all, you have to use common sense. You cannot have a day without a night. You cannot have a male without a female, or up without a down, or God without a devil. So there is definitely polarity, okay? Now, if you understand, let me give you this example. The power of a planet, positive and negative, each planet are both positive and negative, then you can apply your will, or the part of God in you, which is much stronger than the stars. Let me give you this example. Leo. Leo rules love and romance. Leo is ruled by the sun. During the day, every planet shies away. Only the sun shines. Wherever Leo is in your chart, an option has been given to you to find fame, to find love. Okay? Now, Leo rules love. Leo rules France and Italy also. That's why we say French are romantic. It also affects the language of the French, making it very romantic. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Okay, now, loving somebody is absolutely beautiful. Giving that person flowers and love and respect and taking care of your boyfriend or your girlfriend is what you must do. But you can also exaggerate love. And love now becomes a burning sensation. Instead of loving your partner with the creative forces of the sun, you are now burning the object of love with your passion. It's pretty much like in Scottsdale, where you live, okay? I'm your neighbor, by the way. Without the sun, we all die. We need the sun to survive. It gives life and love to everything it touches. But you know very well, being an Arizona resident, that in the middle of the summer, the sun burns everything around here. Do I make sense again?
Yes.
So once you understand not the physical, not only the physical aspect of the planet, like the astronomers who have lost their cosmic consciousness and replace it with science, but once you understand both the physical and spiritual values of each one of these planets, including the sun and the moon, which are luminary, but we call them planets. Once you understand this positive and negative of Mars, of Pluto, of Neptune, of Uranus, of Saturn, the sun itself, now you can apply your will and use the creative forces of the planets at your advantage. If that makes sense, that's my answer to you.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, the beauty about Mercury retrograde is that it's like a train going in one direction. All of a sudden, the train driver slows down the train and realizes that he has missed some people last station. So he slows down the train, he stops the train, and he put it in reverse. And he's going backwards. Meaning when Mercury is retrograde, an option is given to you to assimilate informations that you would not have done before because you were too busy looking somewhere else. When Mercury is retrograde, the people you haven't seen forever are going to come your way. The past comes alive. When Mercury is retrograde, the electronic equipment, remember the whales losing their directions into their computers, aiming towards the beaches instead of the open waters? Okay? So those electronic equipment will definitely affect the navigational system of airplane. This is why, exactly on the timing that I gave, two people died in a plane crash in their Cessna airplane in Houston, Texas. Okay? And in Manchester, New Hampshire, another plane with a pilot just, you know, crashed into a Walmart.
Dr. Suri, did you want me to just put these people straight through without letting you know, or did you?
Yes. Okay. And as I talk, they can cut me off and that I can tell them.
I will do so.
Let's do it this way.
Okay.
Hello, Dr. Turi. This is Rick in Oklahoma.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for listening to the show, my friend. What's your question, Rick?
My question is, do you see the civil unrest in France spreading to the United States?
Well, let me explain something to you, my friend. Back in 1991, on the Al Bell Show, I have predicted a religious war that would literally hurt this country drastically. And I also said that it would spread somewhere else. What's happening here in France is it's like another religious war which is started. But because we have millions of Muslims in France, we had to be cautious in not joining the United States in the war in Iraq. Do I make sense?
Yes.
Now, I was raised with many, many Arab friends when I was a kid. Okay, what happened? Let me tell you a little bit of the French history so you understand what's happening at home right now. France, a long time ago, used to literally run the Middle East. This is why a lot of people over there have a French education. They speak French and so forth. We have helped the Arabs to dig the oil and to become a little bit more educated, so to speak, during those days, during the regulation of Charles de Gaulle, the French president, during those days. During those days, France was in charge of the entire North Africa continent. Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, the entire area was French. Now, of course, there is plenty oil out there, and both the Americans and the Russians didn't want the French to be too close to the oil. So they, you know, worked with the Arabs to kick the French out of the region. You understand that? Now,
I understand what you're saying.
De Gaulle realized could not win that war against Russia and America and the Arabs at the same time, all this for oil. So he brought everybody back home. But there was a lot of Arabs that were literally franchised. Literally, they were French. They were educated French. They were working with French. They had corporation. They owned some of the French corporation. So these people could not stay in their country, for if they did, they would have been killed. So they came home. They came home by the hundreds of thousands, of course, with the French. We call the French of this time the Pieds Noirs, or the Black Feet, so to speak. And the Arabs came with them. Now, those people, it's part of their religion to have as many children as possible to create more religious people, you know, like the Mormons. You know, the more you have them, the more you lead your religion. It's just the way it is set by their religion. So they had a lot of kids. A lot of kids. And those kids, they are not Arabs and they are not French. Do I make sense?
Yes.
They think they are Arabs because they were raised within the Arab community, with their religion, with their family, with their religion, everything. But they are still on the French soil. And they are not French because there is still racism, not only in the United States, but all over the world. It's just the way it is. It's the weakness of the human psyche. So now those kids have grown, and they are rebellious because they cannot find a position, they cannot find a job, and they are suffering because of their situation. And most of all, they are lost. They are lost. And they all have been raised with the Karen, which means their religious belief, to do anything or everything against infidel, so to speak. And that is a very, very serious situation back home in France. Now, if you go to my website, I'm sure you've been there, have you?
Yes, of course.
I gave some dates. The next date that I'm expecting some trouble will be the 19th of November, of course, before and after the window, and November, especially November 29, where I'm seeing, again, drama. So this situation is very dangerous and could spread to a very devastating result in the long run. You have to remember also that Charles Poitier, which was stopped the Arabs in France, and the Arabs, like the Christians, were also doing crusades. They were trying to convert the entire world into Muslims. And luckily for us, in Poitiers, Charles Martel, that is his name, a French colonel, general, stopped the Arabs and sent them back home. But it has always been that way, in the name of religion. So I am indeed worried about the spread of religion, but it's all a battle that has already started in the universe between the world of Pisces, the sign of Pisces, and the new age of Aquarius. And I will explain that sometimes. Do I answer your question?
Yes, you did, but a follow-up to something you mentioned in there. You talk about infidels, and it seems to me that what we're being bombarded with here in the United States is that the Muslim belief is that they are directed to kill the infidels in order to be accepted into heaven and have their whatever in their religious beliefs.
It's part of their teaching that if they kill one infidel, they end up in paradise with seven virgin of 14 years old, each one of them. That is part of their teaching, which is literally disgusting, but that's the way they are taught.
So don't they want to kill all of us as infidels here in the United States?
Well, anything that is not Muslims is an infidel.
Okay.
And this is why religion, when you start to classify to God in a church, in a synagogue, in a doctrine, in the long run, you produce differences and ultimately religious wars. This is why this world has been plagued last 2,000 years with death because of religion. Because of religion, there is more death produced by religion itself. All the wars, all the disease and natural disaster will never match up with the death produced by religion. And this age of Aquarius is slowly but surely turning it around. But it's not going to be done overnight. You cannot turn the psyches of millions of people that took 2,000 years to build properly overnight. Do I make sense again?
Yes, that does make sense.
And this is what I'm doing. This is what you're doing. This is what people advanced are doing, making them aware that regardless of where you were born in this world, regardless if you follow Allah, Buddha, or Jesus, or one of the 875 different religions out there, you still have a sun sign, a moon sign, a dragon's head, a dragon's tail. And that gives you the option to understand the person instead of killing him because he doesn't have the same God who doesn't go to the same synagogue or the same temple. Do I make sense again?
Yes, thank you.
All right, my friend. You have a good night. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Night. Well, it is also important to remember that the Arabs, look at the flags of the Muslims, the stars, the moon. The Arabs had such an incredible knowledge of astrology. They were, in the old days, the Arabs population had so much inner knowledge of astrology. But again, like the Christians, you know, they, politically oriented rulers, have changed the message of the prophet, have changed the message of any deities. And they use the instinct of preservation. Human instinct of preservation is that you don't want to die. And the church will use that. If you do not go to church and fear your God or pray Jesus, Allah, Buddha, you're going to go to hell. So at a very early age, you poison the psyche of a child. And the next thing you know, this country, which is totally, completely, religiously poisoned, is the biggest producers of rapists and serial killers because the sex is repressed. And a lot of psychologists and psychiatrists didn't figure that one out yet. Well, back home in France, we had 100 years of war between the Christians.
Dr. Torrey?
Yes?
My name is Anne. I'd like to talk with you, please.
Yes, sweetheart. Go ahead.
I have had some ups and downs in my life and some good times and bad times. And I was just kind of wondering, I was born on October the 15th, 1944.
Okay.
Can you give me a little insight, perhaps, on who I was in my past life? And maybe
let's see if I can help you a little bit, honey. First of all, you were born in October.
Yes.
And October is the scale. And the scale is the laws. Now, one side of the scale represents the laws of man, which means all the books that you read, all the books written by men, including the scientific book or the Bible. Remember, God never came down and wrote no books. The other side of the scale represents yourself now aiming for a different set of laws, a set of laws written in light. Do I make sense?
Yes, uh-huh.
That is your Libra soul's purpose. In your past life, the way I see you, you were also very much involved in metaphysics and healing in so many ways. You have gifts with plants. Do you like flowers or plants?
I love flowers and plants.
And that's what you were doing. But you were also, you were in Ireland, and you were making potions with plants. You were a doctor. And you were involved with what you call witchcraft. But again, remember, it sounds bad in the United States when you call somebody a witch because this is the way it has been set by organized religion and Christianity. But a witch, it's somebody who has gathered supreme wisdom in handling plant, herbs, rocks, Kabbalah, incantation, astrology, and use the power with white witchcraft. You also have the black witchcraft. Be because as you heard me earlier, everything is devil.
Right.
Like witchcraft, we use the power to kill and to destroy. The white witch, we use it to heal people. Now, do you have any joint problem?
Yes.
You did a lot of walking, honey. You didn't have any horse or any cars. And you, too, you died of a very common disease during those days, which is like good, which is a joint problem.
Okay.
So you are a natural caretaker. Housing, clothing, food, hotels, restaurants, taking care of old people. You are just a sweetheart. And the downfall that you had in many of those past lives is that you were destroyed so many times that it built a subconscious fear to investigate anything outside of the Bible. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So
and you're hitting it on the head. I've taken care of a lot of old people and everything.
I can see all that, sweetheart. I can see it in your chart. You're a very old soul, and you're certainly building a fantastic next reincarnation. I guarantee you that.
Oh, thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
Let me tell you one more thing before you leave.
Okay.
Are you planning to move or relocate?
I was in the Katrina in Mississippi, so I've already relocated.
With you, and I was wondering if it did happen or not.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have the universe has removed you for some very specific purpose, honey. And if it wasn't for Katrina, maybe you were not listening to me tonight. Correct?
That's possible.
So there is no accident. So the universe is promising some progress as of March and July 2006. Some very interesting, positive things will happen to you. Just remember, mark my words, okay?
Okay.
Back to you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. There's so many people out there who need a little bit of guidance. And I can do so much. And I'm so limited with on a radio show. But, hey, I can do whatever I can. So if there is anybody who wants to know a little bit, just call the 800 number. And I'll be here to guide you a little bit for the remaining time that we have on the Dr. Terry Starlight Show. Now, let me talk about the dragon again. The tail of the dragon last few years was into the sign of Scorpio, which is the sign of death, the sign of drama. So it was easy for me, and for those who have my book, the 2003-2004 Moon Power, it was easy for me to read, and you guys can check it, of course, to write the drama that was going to plague this world, the 9/11, the SARS disease, the tsunami. Scorpio rules also sex and the church being exposed to what they did to the children for many, many centuries on Sunday afternoon. Scorpio was also the police force, and Scorpio was also the FBI and the CIA.
Dr. Cherry.
Yes.
I'd like to talk to you about the Death Wish children.
The what?
The Death Wish generation.
The Death Wish generation, okay.
Yes. I have three that were born between 1983 and 1996, is that right?
Yes, they're definitely within the energy of a Pluto and Scorpio. Yes, do you have any problem with those?
Oh, I'm not having any problems with them. They don't live with me. They live with their dad.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering what I could do for them. They live in Texas, and I live in Kansas.
I see. Well, honey,
they're
your
really
children,
good.
As mentioned earlier, are under a very, very powerful planet. If they get to stand the planet and use the planet accordingly, you can bring those children to the best of their celestial gifts. But you're also taking a chance by not knowing or not let them knowing about their stars, because they could easily land with the wrong friends and doing drugs and doing silly things and ending up in jail or being killed. This is serious. I believe, personally believe, that it should be the law. It should be a law for everybody to become acquainted to its celestial identity instead of having a social security number that makes you a number like an animal. You should have an astropsychological profile being made for you and for your children so that you understand all your strengths, all your weaknesses, all your gifts, and what the universe will support you to do. But again, I'm ahead of time. I'm an Aquarius. I'm into the future.
Exactly.
So I can only at least ask you to invest in my book, Moon Power, or I Know All About You, which are very simple books, does not involve any mathematics or anything. A perfect little present, birthday present, Christmas present for those kids.
Exactly. All right.
So
well,
they can read it and understand themselves a little bit more.
Exactly. Well, I'd love to have all their charts then. I'll save my money.
And well, that'd be the best thing to do. But if you cannot afford it, just get the book. Give them something. Don't let them with nothing. This is terrible not to do so. They need to know who they are and what the power they were born with.
Okay.
Thank you for your call, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dr. Turi, you wanted me to let you know when you're over an hour, but again, we're so honored to have you on our program. And of course, please know that you can your show can run as long every week as you would like it to be. If you want it to be 2 or 3 hours long, we're honored to have you on as long as you wish. So take your time and wrap up whenever you desire.
I certainly appreciate that, my friend.
Well, we are honored to have you. Thank you very much.
I would love to stay all night to help all these people out there, but you must understand that I am extraordinarily busy. I have a lot of power, I have a lot of energy, and I will do all that I can to guide and to help people, but I also need my rest. And my day never really finished. It never really finished. I got people who don't check at the time zone, calling the office at 5 or 6 in the morning, and late at night, I might get a call at 11:30 or 12 for God knows what. So it's a never-ending situation. But as long as I can put my heart and educate the people, I will do the show. I'm going to stay on the air for a little longer.
Okay, you're still taking calls because they're lining up.
Yes.
Okay.
My day never really finished. You want to speak a little bit louder? I can barely hear you.
Hello?
Now I can hear you. What's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Lamar.
Lamar, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from Roswell, Georgia.
There you go. That's a nice place, I believe. Now, what's your date of birth?
My date of birth is October 18th, 1954.
And what's your question?
Well, my question is about my children. They were born on the same day and 2 years apart.
That would make a lot of difference. But before you go forward, let me educate you on something, honey. You are connected with your family, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sisters, or your kids, genetically only. You hear me?
Yes.
Genetically only. That means you may look like them physically, but you are not going to think, create, behave, or have the same feelings or fate than anyone of your family member. To tell you the truth and to be honest with you, you and your family member are the biggest strangers ever. And it's only that if you understand your stars that you will get that spiritual connection that you call love with your children. Obviously, you're a very responsible mother to be concerned with your children. Now, what month were your children born, honey?
September 20th.
And the other one?
88 and 86.
Hold on a second. The first one, what's the name?
AJ was September 20th, 1986.
So let me channel on him. Just give me a second. He's born in September. Does he complain of headaches or sinuses? Just a question.
Not that I know of.
No. Is it wild?
Does he break his head? Does he got stitches on his head? Does he wear a helmet? Does he ride bike fast?
No.
Okay, all right. So he's an artist. All right, your child is has artistical talent, honey. Does he display anything artistical or not that you have perceived so far? Hello?
He's a computer.
Now that's a
computer geek.
Now, listen to me. I have 5 top students. I have hundreds of students. My top students were born in September. And many of them work on television, computers, and the World Wide Web. If you count 5 from September, you're going to end up in February. And that is the 6th house of your child. And the 6th house deals with work and health. So being an Aquarius on your 6th house, it's very normal for anybody born in September to be literally geniuses when it comes to high-tech and computers. It's not just because it's their generation. It's born that way. Now, has he got magnetic eyes? His eyes, are they magnetic, pretty to look at? It's a question.
Well, I'm a mother. Of course they are, but, I don't know.
Does your child is sarcastic sometimes with his words?
Is he what?
Or not?
Sarcastic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So he's very sharp. Okay. Now, your child... I cannot tell you what you want to hear, honey. I have to tell you what I see through the stars, okay? This kid's going to go a long way. He's born a leader. Because he's born a leader, he's going to have a big mouth, okay, and he's going to take chances. Do I make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yes.
And that means he could also be wild. Now, how old is he now?
19.
Now, has he got a bike?
Motorbike? No.
He's good. Does he drive a car?
A car, yes.
Now, has he been stopped by the cops yet, doing too fast?
No.
Okay, all right. I just want to tell your son that he has an incredible fate ahead of him, but sometimes he's a little bit too fast. And if he doesn't slow down, he's going to end up with some stitches on his head. But I do not see anything nasty with him. As a matter of fact, your son is protected against violent death. But he's not exactly lucky with partners, okay? Relationships and love, he's not very lucky in that area until he learns to kind of put some water into his wine. He's still young, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
A very, very sharp kid. He also probably will go into writing and communication. Now, what's the other one?
The other one, her name is Ellie, and she was born, again, September 20th, but in 1988.
That makes a lot of difference between two Virgo. What is the name?
We lost her.
Oh.
She cut off the line.
It's okay. I'm sure she can hear me.
Yeah.
Her daughter is extraordinarily critical, very fussy and very detail-oriented, and much too concerned about her health for her own good. Her daughter is also very emotional, very sensitive, and a psychic. She has great, great performance ability. She likes classical music. I can even go into detail with her daughter. And she is also gifted, like a brother, in communication and writing. But she is sometimes not sociable, or she won't talk or stay home or not communicate with other people. She's a very, very old soul. So if you can get this lady's feedback, we can see if I connected with her through her subconscious. All right. Is there another call?
Hello.
Hello. Your name?
Doctor. How you doing? My name is Arcides. I'm from Tampa, Florida.
And what's your question, my friend?
The question is, with so much negativity that's happening right now in the United States,
mm-hmm.
Do you think that later on it would turn into the positive?
Let me tell you something, my friend. The negativity is all over the world. And there is also good and bad. And then you're going to wonder why I say that. Well, let's use another country like Germany. You know, Hitler was a bad guy, right? Because of him, millions of people are dead. And you know what happened to Germany? Completely and entirely destroyed. You agree with me?
Correct. Yes, sir.
But look at Germany right now, my friend. Germany is the United States of Europe. Everything in Germany is brand new. Everything is bigger, safer, and stronger than anywhere in Europe. You cannot throw a brick in the air and not expect to come back down. There is always good and bad. It's the same thing with the hurricane. People have lost everything, correct? But
correct.
Now they are going to build or rebuild that city stronger, better. They're going to work much harder. There is a lot of people who didn't want to be in that city. They had enough of being in the ghetto or not having life or never finding love or getting a good job. Guess what? Some of them even win the lottery. There is always good and bad. You need to remember that your subconscious connects with the superconscious in time and space, which means your future and our future as a community is pretty much the reincarnation of the thought.
Can you tell me something?
Thoughts are things. It's very important that you, as an example, stop being negative with your thoughts. Do I make sense?
Okay, the only reason why I feel that's negative is because there's so much that's happening right now all in one shot.
And it seems to get to you, and that's what I'm trying to explain to you. Your future, listen good, your future is the reincarnation of your thought. If you feel negative, everybody feels negative, the negative force and evil forces can only feed on this negativity. You need to turn it around by having faith, by trusting that humans are not all stupid, and slowly but surely we're going to get everything back together. You have to be a participant in bringing positivity the best way you can, as much as you can, even if it's little, on a daily basis. Don't join the negative current of deception, delusion, negativity, and depression, my friend. Fight with me. You got it?
Yes, sir. Can you tell me something about my horoscope sign before we go?
What month were you born?
December 15, 1963.
December 15, 1963. But first of all, I can tell you that you're very lucky with pointers. Repeat your date of birth again, December?
December the 15th, 1963.
Okay, now I channel through you. Now, being born in December, you are very lucky with pointers and in foreign lands, okay?
Okay.
I can see that you don't trust the government. You don't trust anything.
That's correct, I don't.
I know you don't. I can see. I can feel it, my friend. You understand the manipulations of things and people. You have gifts with computers. That is, if you manage to beat the fears. What do you do in life?
What do I do? I used to be a policeman in New York City. Right now, I'm a technician for Verizon.
Okay, you see? I see electronic and computers, so I was pretty close to what's going on here. What I see with you is that you're not lucky with the government. You should never have been a police officer, and you should never work for any large corporation. You always have problems with money because of that. Your negative
really?
Attitude affects your fate, my friend. Okay? You are very lucky in foreign land. I can tell you that. You are also lucky, let me give you a tip, in hotels, restaurants, and real estate. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
And maybe you want to go, because I see you moving and restructuring your career. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Bye-bye. Wow. It's amazing sometimes. As soon as I get the date of birth of somebody, it's like a movie, you know. And I have to stop myself because I start to see things and say things. And sometimes I offend people because they don't really understand that I'm trying to help them. And I cannot do it washy-washy. I have to be honest because it's like I'm entering a zone, you know. Since this UFO's abduction and me ending up in this flying saucer and having this helmet stuck on my head and being downloaded the secret of the universal mind and being able to do prophecies and to read people's soul brings responsibilities. But at the same time, I have to be honest and I have to be direct. There is no time to waste. You know, it's so very important to start to think the right way. Thoughts are things. I always teach my students that the future is the reincarnation of the thought. Your thought goes in time and space through the thickest wall. They're going to go through steel, through water, through fire.
Yes, Dr. Turi?
Yes, sweetheart.
Yes, this is Carol, and I was just calling to see if there was an astrological reason why you chose to live in the Phoenix, Arizona area.
That's a good question, honey. Have you heard of astrocartography?
No.
Okay. Astrocartography is a service that I provide that allows me to find out the best planets that you have anywhere in the world. See, when I was in France and in England, I was suffering hell, no other words. I was working night and day, three jobs, trying to pay for my study at the Royal School of Music. I did graduate, don't get me wrong. But it was so hard. The more I worked, the less I had. And totally by accident, I had enough of the cold and English weather and the rain, and I wanted to see the sun, and I thought of California. You know, that was a long time ago. So I put it in my subconscious, and I did attract this gentleman at the bar. We spoke 5 minutes. He gave me his card and told me, "I will help you when you get to America." I had no idea who he was or whatever. I worked my butt off. No other word, honey. I worked so hard. I sold everything that I had, and I arrived in this country with $50 in my pocket. No green card, no friends, no car, no house, nothing. Just a heart full of hope. Then things start to happen to me. And then one day, as I worked in astrology, I landed on the astrocartography service. And I said, yeah, let me do this. I printed the chart and I looked at what I had, what planet I had in Europe. I was under Saturn, the great malefic, the planet who never, ever reward anybody unless you work years and years and years. Working years and years and years in England and graduating from the Royal School of Music make me look really good when I play grand piano in front of one of my famous or very wealthy clients. That's all that the planet has gave me in England. And I relocate in the United States. And I thought, what do I have in the United States? Guess what? I am under the sun. The sun meaning Leo, Leo meaning fame. This means that anything that I touch under this line in Phoenix, Arizona, turns gold. Do I answer your question?
Yes. Just one other question about Arizona then. Do you feel that this is a good area to be in the coming year for weather?
Well, as you heard of the ozone layer, and we had some record heat this year, but still, if I am here, you may want to stay here. Got it?
Okay, thank you, Dr. Turi.
Very nice, we have.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. This is so beautiful. Well, astrocartography works miracles. Now, I'm getting a little bit tired. I want to end up this show on a good note, so I'm going to ask every one of you to listen. Do not call anymore, please. I always teach my students that the future is the reincarnation of the thought. We haven't been placed on this earth by God to be doomed. And he's not, you know, mad at us and willing to, through the apocalyptic predicted religious time, ending this life on earth. There is so much more going on, people. I'm asking you to keep faith. Remember the laws. The laws are simple. Up and down, black and white, the front, the back, positive, negative, yin and yang, male, female, God, devil. It's a choice. Be careful of every word that comes out of your mouth because it's already been processed through the superconscious and then your honest subconscious. And those words are things and the future being the reincarnation of the thought for your life or for the general life of all of us as a family on this world is at stake right now. So work with me. Be positive. Do something nice for somebody. And if you have a good word for somebody, say it. If you're upset, depressed because your life is not going the way it is, it's because you have a blockage somewhere. The blockage most of the time because you're not educated in some area. But remember, you have been made in the image of God. You like it or not, you know it or not, you were born as a God with the essence of creation within your own abilities. And it all starts with education. Cannot save this world with love only, but you will make some serious and fast progress if you had a good dose of education. And this is why I'm here. All right, so we take this opportunity to thank every one of you. This is Dr. Churi, Starlight's show, my first show. I hope you enjoyed it, and you surely will see me again or hear about me again. Meantime, check out my website. And have faith in you, in God, because you are God, and that is all, and all is that. Good night, America.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.